when the lads came on, we had good lads coming off the bench though. You know, Reggie, when he came on there at half time, made serious impact, getting that, you know, that goal kind of lifted us. But when it came to the penalties then, you know, we just had to back the lads, and you know, we backed them 100%, and you know, they pulled out the bag today, and yeah, just delighted now, looking forward to going to Croker.
Sligo created so many chances early in the game, didn't take them, and there was always a chance that you're leaving the door ajar. And then when Leitrim came back and got level, was there any real signs of panic there at that stage, or did everybody collectively at the end of full time decide, well, come on, let's get ourselves across the line here?
No, I think, you know, for me anyways, I was calm enough about it, because I know we got over the line last week against London. So, you know, I just relied on the lads up front. I knew if we, you know, gave them good ball, that they'd have put the ball over the bar eventually. But, you know, we made it hard on ourselves today, but, you know, we got over the line in the end.
When you go into a penalty shootout and you got somebody like Aidan Devaney behind you in the goals, you know, you always feel as if you had a chance. He got so close to all the penalties,
yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah, you know, he's got a hand to them all, I think. And even last week, saving the penalty against London, you know, he's bringing us up now with him,
yeah. We've touched on that London game twice in the course of this interview already, so it just shows, I suppose, the momentum. And sometimes if a team gets out of jail, Martin McGowan mentioned it here on the co-commentary, you know, Sligo's name could be on this trophy. A win last week against London under dramatic circumstances, a penalty shootout win today, it just shows maybe there's a bit of momentum gathering there.
Yeah, no, you know, you have to take every win as it comes, and I think that, you know, there is a bit of momentum building, and we just have to, you know, maybe calm down a bit up front and focus more on putting the ball over the bar the next day. But just really looking forward to next weekend, or 2 weeks' time now, and up around, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, the draw tomorrow, and of course, back in Croke Park. That's fantastic. And just give me your views of the Tailteann Cup so far. A glowing endorsement of the competition here today.
Yeah, no, I'm really enjoying it. I think it's a great competition. You know, you see how tight these games are, and it's, you know, the crowd today was just crazy. Like on the pitch, you know, it was just crazy as a player, and you just hear all this. You know, I think it's a brilliant incentive for the lads, even to get to Croker and get a chance to play up there. And I think it'll bring us on, because, you know, it's all about those tight games and being able to pull a win out the bag. So, yeah, I think it's a great competition now.